Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
Yes, Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. Helps me out with your computer problems, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. You guys are all doing something outside, I suspect. But if you have any issues with your IT, we're here to help you. And if you don't have any issues with your IT, it has happened a few times over the years that we've solved all the problems. So we do look forward to those days. I mean, at Tab, the tickets never stop. they just never stop. But here we are. So feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. If you feel better now that FCC has made all your packets equal, feel free to call us too. We're happy to chat with that with you about that. But in other news, Dennis and I were just talking off air. He's like, hey, when are we going to have Special Agent Connor Phoenix on the air with us? And I said, oh, by the way, I talked to Agent Phoenix recently. And here's what I talked to him about. This is a real thing that happened to one of our customers. So our customer, let's say the company name is ABC Company. Basically, our client's website might be abc.com. Okay. But the bad guys created a website called abccompany.com, and they used ABC, all the demographic information of ABC. They didn't even bother to try to copy the type of company that my client was. They just created a website, used their demographic, you know, their address and their phone number information on the site, and then posted jobs.
Jobs?
They posted jobs for abccompany.com. So then they had people that would actually apply to these jobs, and the bad guys would collect what?
Personal information from the applicants.
Correct. And so then, of course, when the applicant realized it was a scam, guess who they call?
They called the original company.
Exactly. They called our client, and they're like, what's going on here, Eric? Well, nothing we can do in IT. There's nothing you can stop here. Anybody can say you're you. You can put if you want to send a letter to anybody and have the return address say the White House, you can just write it on the letter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Post office doesn't care.
Of course you can. Yeah.
So same thing when it comes to how this works. So we had, of course, report the abccompany.com address to the host, which sort of took it down and then said they can't understand what the problem is. And then I had to re-explain why it's a problem. what this company was doing, because the options had nothing to do with stealing applicants' information off of sites like Indeed, off of sites like LinkedIn. They were actually posting fake jobs for ABC Company on these job sites. So LinkedIn and all these folks never verified that ABC Company is really a company. Indeed, none of them verified that these folks were even real. So there's a problem here in that anybody can post anything to do anything, to say anything at any time, because there's no regulatory management of this. You talk about net neutrality as being something that we need. Here's something that we need, guys.
Yeah.
Right? We just talked about two-factor authentication on a mailbox, right? Why don't you verify that abccompany.com actually is a real company before you let it to host anything?
Right.
Instead of just taking their credit card and saying, would you like to be a company? Go ahead. Call yourself whatever you want. Indeed, maybe you should probably confirm that the jobs you're allowing being posted on your site are actually from actual companies.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be a thing? That'd be a nice thing.
That would be wonderful.
FCC, are you listening? There's some things you can do here. lawful content. Does this sound lawful to you guys? I don't think so. Maybe this is where net neutrality is going to help. I doubt it. But this is a real thing. And of course, our client was really very upset because
they should be
getting all sorts of calls from applicants of jobs that they didn't post, of folks who were scammed, right? Their information was scammed. Social Security information, whatever the scammer went after when they were applying for the fake jobs. So how is this a thing? It's a thing because there's no regulation on the internet in this way. The FCC wants to regulate your packets. They won't actually regulate this.
Right.
Imagine what we would do if the bad guys couldn't set up fake Azure servers at Microsoft. If the bad guys couldn't set up fake bank accounts, couldn't set up fake account, fake, all the things they set up, guys, are fake because there's no check or balance on confirming they're real. And so thus, the rest of us are just left to hope we don't get scammed, right?
Right.
So be wary out there that the job you could be applying for is for a company that doesn't exist. And the website was pretty good. I mean, the website had nothing to do with ABC, my client. Business. It was a completely disparate type of company, but it did have all the demographic information of ABC company, but it just was tricking them. So be wary out there, guys, when you're applying for these jobs. You may not be applying for something that exists. Four lines open, 860-522-9842. Feel free to get in, give us a ring if you have any issues. You have anything you want to talk about there, Dennis? You want to talk about LastPass?
I'd love to talk about LastPass.
So Mike brought this up to us.
Yep.
We've talked about LastPass a lot.
Yes, we have.
They have been breached many times. And now, you LastPass users who are still using LastPass are being targeted in a phishing attack. It's good enough to trick even the savvy. So there's a campaign being used out there through email, SMS, and even voice calls to trick targets into divulging your master password.
Master password.
Exactly what I try to do with you guys every day. I'm on the show and ask you what your password is. You're being tricked into giving your password.
Oh, no.
Yep. So be very careful. Again, you can't trust anything coming out. You can't trust any incoming call that's unsolicited by you from whoever, whichever company you're using. The customer is receiving calls from an 888 number claiming their LastPass account has been accessed from a new device and instructing them to press 1 to allow access or press 2 to block it. Of course, the recipient does what? They press 2.
Right.
They're told they will receive a call shortly from a customer service representative to close the ticket.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's the follow-up call that catches you.
If they can't get you to call them, like the Microsoft call scam, right? This is exactly even – it's even easier here, right? They're acting like they're telling you you've been compromised, asking you to press 2 to say, no, don't give access. You're sitting there, hey, I'm glad I got a security here, right? And then they're going to call you to close the ticket. The recipient then receives a second call from a spoofed phone number. Again, here you go, FCC. You want to fix something? Fix the ability to spoof phone numbers. The word spoof shouldn't be a thing, but it is thanks to you guys. Spoofed phone numbers, and the caller identifies themselves as LastPass employee. The individual typically has an American accent, so that they're not even using the call centers in India that are scamming all of us for the Microsoft. They're actually using American employees.
Whoa.
Yep. Why not, right? You don't even, if you're going to be a criminal organization, these companies have better benefits than most of us.
Well, one of the things about these scams that most people are starting to pick up on is when they hear a foreign voice.
Right.
That their antenna goes up and they're like,
yeah.
Who am I talking to? But if they sound like a generic American,
right,
they're more likely to go along with it.
So the generic American, yeah, y'all's password's been, but no, I'm just kidding. The caller will be sent to the recipient in an email and claim that they will allow them to reset their access to their account. This will actually be a phishing email with a shortened URL that'll send them to the help-lastpass.com site. Oh. Of course, help-lastpass is not. It's the same example as I just gave you with abc.com versus abccompany.com.
It's a spoofed website.
Yep. So that site is designed to steal your credentials. So what you're going to do is if the recipient inputs their master password into the phishing site, the threat actor attempts to log into the LastPass account and change the settings and lock you out. So they actually have set up a sophisticated way to do what I do to you on this program and ask you what your password is.
Right.
And it's really not that sophisticated. How easy? It's much more easy to simply ask you for your password than to try to figure out how to hack your system.
Of course it is.
So they're going to change. They're going to go in there and change your primary phone number, change your email address, change that master password yourself. And now your entire life, because you have got this whole LastPass thing configured to do everything you do, bank accounts, whatever you do with your LastPass.
It's all there.
It's all theirs now.
And it's free for the taking.
Right. And the thing about it is you have no clue that you've just been hacked. Right? Because you've taken the information from the guys, you've given them the information, you've dutifully put in the password. Why you do that, I don't know, but we're very trusting. And then you think you've closed the ticket, as it were.
Right.
So this has been happening. And just so you know, it can happen on anything, right? I'm from the water company. I'm here to check your pipes. They're not, right? This is the oldest scam in the book. So... But the problem is you feel compromised already by somebody trying to access, right? So press one to let you access, press two. You already feel violated.
Well, they're already giving you kind of an alarm state.
Right.
But then they take it away by apparently resolving the issue.
Right.
So that you went from being alarmed to not being alarmed.
To being calmed.
And then you're going to be especially calm because you know that the problem was resolved.
Right, because you went to You went to help-lastpass, and you thought you were going to the right account. So I guess, I mean, the moral of the story is you need to be as cynical as me. You need to not trust anything coming at you unsolicited from your email, from a phone call. These companies don't care about you. All right? They just don't. I'm sorry to say, but they don't.
No.
So if you go by that assumption, you always need, if you've been alerted, to go to you're on your own to the thing that supposedly alerted you to see if there's any kind of compromise occurring.
Well, that's exactly how I handled it when my PayPal account was compromised a few years ago.
Yep.
I got alerts on my phone about it.
Yep.
And I knew something was funky.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get calls. I didn't even make a call. I went online to PayPal.com and went in, secured the account, put 2FA on it, all of that stuff.
Right. That's what you got to do.
And I didn't talk to anybody else.
Nope. So we'll put this link up here. You can read the story. If you're a LastPass user or if you're a user of any kind of security, A, know how they're going to communicate with you if they are. And B, know that they don't care about you.
Because they don't.
If you operate under those two premises, anything you're getting unsolicited from anybody at any time is probably fraudulent.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk in the computer business about zero trust computing.
Right.
And this is part of it.
Yes.
You as a person have to have zero trust in the stuff that you're working with.
Right.
And the people who call you and all of that.
And I know it sounds awful to operate your life in that way, but sadly...
All these systems
are based on basically a poorly secured system in the first place.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to step up for a quick break. Your calls are coming in. Feel free to get online. Cindy, hang on. We're going to go to get your call in a minute. 860-522-9842 is the number, and we'll be right back. All right, we are back. Dennis and I are here. A couple of pasty white computer geeks. Going to get some sun, though, right? We're going to do some yard work, Dennis. We'll get out there.
Yeah.
We don't just stay with our computers all day.
No.
So let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Cindy in Torrington first. What's happening, Cindy?
Oh, hi. I listen to you guys whenever I can. You have a great show.
Thanks.
We've learned a lot from you over the years, so thank you very much for that.
Our pleasure.
Here's my question or issue. I have an old Moto Z Play Droid. I'm going to be traveling overseas in a few weeks.
All right.
And I know I need to get an international calling plan. And I guess I'm concerned about security and access while I'm over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that I've had a last security update in 2018. Please don't yell at me.
Do we ever yell here?
And no support since 2021. I'm well aware of this. Mm-hmm. But I do have other things that I try to do to maintain my security. Obviously, two-factor where I can.
Yeah.
Google Play Protect, Verizon Digital Secure.
Right.
I have my background data paused on all my apps.
That's good, because you can get hit with some serious roaming charges if you don't.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of reading and needed verification, if you will, of that.
Yeah.
And then I only allow my apps to have necessary access. So, for instance, the camera to photos, et cetera, like that.
Yep, good.
And then I only download official apps from the Play Store.
Good.
So that's all that I have on my phone. So now, I know it's an old phone, but I did go to Verizon, and they told me that it is compatible with downloading an international calling plan.
Okay.
So the one I was going to choose was the $100 a month, because I'm going to be over there for close to 3 weeks in Europe. Mm. So I figured that would cover me for that.
Yeah.
But some of my questions are, do I need to activate anything on the phone once I'm over in Europe? I guess I'm just not sure if it's going to, like, know that I'm there or if I have to do anything.
I don't think so. I think it'll know you're there.
Okay.
Make sure you turn off any near-field communications, NFC on your phone, if you even have it. That sounds like an old phone. It may not have it. You don't want to, turn Bluetooth off, actually, too. There's lots of scammers out there. They're here, too, in America. But I don't know how many times I've heard of people going on cruises and coming back with half their apps impacted. So turn off your near-field communication. Maybe turn off Bluetooth while you're walking around.
Okay.
Make sure you use a VPN if you're using your anything on your laptop, so that you're secure, because you're going to be on public Wi-Fi and other types of Wi-Fi. So make sure that if you're using your laptop, it's through a VPN. But no, your phone should know where it is. If it's on the international calling plan, you should be good. Unless you have any other idea, Dennis, because you do a lot of traveling.
What I was going to say is, once you get to Europe, you said you had Verizon security plan too.
Yeah, it's their digital secure.
Okay.
So
what you want to do is, when you get to Europe and you're on their cells, open up that app and make sure that it's reporting in that it's running correctly.
Mm.
Okay. Because if you're going to pay for that, you may as well make sure that it actually is working and it's checking in with them. So
yeah.
Okay.
That would be one thing to check, and that would cover a lot of possible problems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was reading, because my phone is older, that I don't necessarily have a VPN. So I was actually on your site reading about the Proton.
Yeah.
And they have a 1 month plan for $9.99.
Yeah.
Is that something I would download onto my phone?
There's
an Android app for that.
Yep.
Okay. And do I need to do anything once?
So you do. You want to hold over through the news. So there's some peculiarities when you use a VPN on a mobile phone that you should be aware of.
Okay.
So if you want to hold over, we'll have to talk to you after the news. Is that okay?
Yeah, that would be fine.
All right, we're going to put you back on hold, Cindy, okay? We'll be right back.
Okay, sure.
All right, we'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yes, we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We played these bumps so much in the old days.
Yeah.
I actually gave Morgan a bunch of old recordings of the program. for the 100-year anniversary. I'm not sure what he's going to do with them, but we had a listener who was just an awesome fan that recorded almost every program. I mean, I got boxes and boxes of discs. I never listened to a single one because I don't want to listen to what I sound like. But
and say now we have the crazy thing called podcasts.
Yes, there are five. There's a year's worth of podcasts out there. I mean, it's crazy. Speaking of podcasts, if you guys want to listen to Computer Talk with Tab 24/7, you can subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I think Odyssey's fixed their issue, right, Joey? So that's working. So you can go ahead and go to Odyssey and listen to us on the Odyssey app or any type of place where you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, and never miss a show of computer excitement. Let's go back to Cindy, who's been on the line here the longest. What's happening, Cindy?
Oh, just listening.
All right. So you talked about using a VPN on your cell phone, and it is doable. There's a couple of things you need to be aware of. When you are running an encrypted connection to your cell service, now especially even now being an international plan, it might even be more of an issue, you're going to end up having your VPN pop out in who knows where, right? Maybe if you use Proton, you're going to go to Switzerland. If you pop out, it could be you use it to pop out in America. So your cell phone is going via wherever you are in Europe, out over the interwebs and ending up in New York, bouncing back to you. And so stuff's not going to work real well. Like, if you try to use a Waze to get around, it's going to be laggy. If you try to stream music, it's going to be laggy because it's really just going to be impacted by that VPN. So really only use it when you're needing to do something more private, like maybe access your bank apps or something like that, whatever you feel you want to be more private about. Also, it's not going to know where you are because it's going to think you're popping out wherever the VPN ended up. So your location can get a little screwy, depending on how smart the app is. So keep that in mind.
I had just a couple other questions, if you could just verify for me.
All right.
With my phone, I should have roaming access turned off, correct, when I'm over there?
Yeah, because you don't want to pay roaming charges. You're going to use the international plan you just purchased.
Okay.
Right?
And then also I want to turn on global because right now it's set on LTE CDMA.
That sounds reasonable.
It's CDMA is not going to work.
Correct, right, I was reading. And then the other question was, should I be turning off data-enabled access over mobile network?
Well, it's up to you. I mean, it depends on how your global plan works, this new plan you just picked up, how much data you get before they throttle you and all that. So, I don't think I would be streaming too much stuff over there. You just don't know how much you're going to pay for, where the gotchas are.
Okay, so there's no need to actually turn that off on my phone, correct?
No.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, just keep an eye on the data usage.
Right.
Okay.
And the Verizon app in there will be able to tell you that.
Yeah, don't watch any YouTubes in some beautiful European park with all the pigeons, You'll be using up all your data.
Yeah, I had downloaded the WhatsApp to call anyway as a recommendation from one of my German colleagues. So I'm going to be using the phone mostly for photography and then just calling back and maybe texting. I'm not going to be doing anything.
Nice.
I guess security.
Right. You're good then.
Security-wise. So, is it still advisable to even get the VPN? I guess it's
Not based on what you just said, no.
No, I'm not sure. I mean, if you feel like hedging your bets in case you might need it for some secure reason, maybe, but yeah, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. I'm traveling with my companion, and she's the one that booked the entire trip, so everything's like on her phone anyway. And she'll have a secondary phone, so I feel like we're covered. She's mostly worried about me having an old phone more so than I am, so I just wanted to appease both of our minds and rest assured that we'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be generally fine.
Okay, cool. All right, well, that was my questions for today. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, have a great trip.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cindy's heading to Europe. Let's go to AJ next in South Windsor. AJ, what's happening?
Okay, well, I'm on my morning walk as usual, and I listen to you guys. And when you don't have any callers, I think of questions I have, and this is not serious, but blocking mail. I have a Mac, and my ATT.com is my email address, mm-hmm. and it comes through Yahoo, but then ports over to Mac Mail. Yep. And I know how to block contact, but all that does is put a little yellow circle with a line through it next to the address, and then a lot of it gets automatically put into the trash file, and I just delete all of it. But it doesn't block anything. It just ports it someplace else.
Yes.
So my question, is there any... Oh, and by the way, I do have Proton, which I'm migrating over, and I've done most of my financial and medical to Proton.
Nice.
And the Mac Mail is mostly social.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is there any... Does it even matter about hitting the unsubscribe button? Because I did that a week or so ago, and it seems like I'm getting more junk mail than ever.
Yeah.
Well, what I was going to suggest is, yeah, you don't want to hit unsubscribe. Just don't. What you do want to do is go on to the ATT.com website or Yahoo,
right,
wherever you go on the web to manage the mail, and there will be a way in there to block senders. And you're just going to have to go in there and add senders that you want to block. And that will block them at the server level, and those things will never get to the Mac Mail at all.
At the post office level.
Right. And that'll never get to your computer at all. You'll never even see those.
Right.
So do I have to copy the email addresses of the mail I don't want and put it in?
Yeah, you're gonna have to move all that over.
Yep.
But yeah, it could be a lot of work if you have a long list, but that's what you got to do.
Well, I for the annoyance and free time, I'll probably do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Would the same thing happen with Proton?
Yeah, Proton is the... So think of Proton as your mailbox in front of your house. You're going to stop it at the post office. So imagine if you could do that for all the junk mail that we get.
Yeah,
it's the same idea. You're stopping it at the post office from being delivered to your mail client, your mailbox. That's what Proton is your mail. Well, Proton tends to also be the mail system too. They're both, but you want to block it at the post office. In this case, the AT&T.
Well, these guys are relentless.
Yeah, no, I know.
Absolutely, they are.
So, okay, well, thanks a lot, and I'll be listening. And if you have a lot of free time next week or the week after, I'll think of some other questions that I could. All right.
Thanks, AJ. Bye-bye. All right. We can always count on AJ. Just the Renewal by Anderson things I get in my mailbox, I mean, they must have just money to burn over there. I mean,
yeah.
How many do you need to, you know, we're in your neighborhood, Eric. Every 20 minutes you're in my neighborhood?
The other thing that I get a lot of is people trying to sell me tactical flashlights. I'm serious.
In your email?
In my email.
Oh my goodness.
It's all spam.
But it's a lot of tactical. They
tactical flashlights.
Your demographic is that you need flashlights. Tactical flashlights. Yes. You are in the woods. You want to make sure you can light up that bear, right? Let's go to Mark in Canton next. Hey Mark, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I've got a suggestion for the lady that was traveling to Europe.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
We just traveled to Iceland last New Year's Eve.
Wow.
And while we were over there, I had ordered a product called TrayWire, which is a wireless internet connection that hooks up to their local cell service. And I basically had internet all over the island.
Neat.
And the reason we did that is because we were taking a lot of pictures and we wanted to upload them to our server.
Yeah.
And it worked flawlessly.
So TrayWire, T-R-E-Y?
Yeah, I think it was T-R-A-Y.
T-R-A-Y?
And you pick it up right at the airport, and you drop it off back at the airport when you leave.
Huh.
Oh. And it worked seamlessly. I listened to WTIC while I was driving around.
I think it's spelled T-R-A-W-I-R-E. Is that it?
That's it. TrayWire.
Yeah. Yep.
Neat.
It's a great product, and hopefully they have something similar for her. We also use the international AT&T plan, but we only use that to call. Otherwise, I shut my phone off, and I use TrayWire for the whole trip and for Google Maps and everything, and it worked perfectly.
Now, this could just be for Iceland here, because it says Secure Iceland, fast 5G Wi-Fi. Are you sure it's only, is it for other folks, or is it?
It may be for other countries, too. She'd have to look into that to see what Europe has to offer similar.
Yep.
But it's just an idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Iceland's in Europe, so.
That's true.
It's part of Europe, so.
It's not very cool.
Another idea for, especially if you're taking a lot of pictures and you want to upload them.
Right. So they're off.
You're worried about security going online on your phone.
Well, I can't tell you the callers that have called into the show that have talked about losing their pictures while taking them.
I know. It's
terrible. They're in Europe. They're taking all these beautiful pictures, and then they lost them all. So you're able to upload and protect them right away.
Yep. Upload them and protect them.
All right, Mark. Well, thanks for the advice.
You're very welcome.
Never
and have a tell her to have a great trip. It should be fun.
Yeah, I'm sure she will. All right,
thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, so Treywire. Yeah, it's neat.
It does look like it's Iceland only.
Only Iceland?
Yeah.
But still, I mean, lots of Connecticutians are going to Iceland thanks to Jerry Griswold. So that's the connection here. So very cool. All right. So feel free to get online, 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. You want to bring up any news there, Dennis, before we take a break?
Well, I wanted to bring up something that's going on with one of our favorite operating systems, Microsoft Windows.
Yes, yes. What's going on with them?
It turns out that there is yet another print spooler zero day that malefactors are taking advantage of. Imagine that.
Spooler, Bob. Malefactors.
Now, when I read this article, I'm waiting for the next Patch Tuesday.
Right.
Because you and I know what's going to happen.
Yes.
People are not going to be able to print anything.
Right.
Because Microsoft's answer to the exploit is going to be to shut off printing.
Right. That's exactly what happened the last time.
They did that. Yes. And it happened in three separate waves.
Mm-hmm.
Because the exploit was released, they turned off printing. Next, they released an update that fixed it and then covered the exploit, but it didn't cover it right.
Right.
So they had to send out another way, an update that broke printing again. And then finally, they actually put out an update that fixed the problem, restored printing, sort of.
Right.
But not completely.
Right.
And now we're going to go through the whole
thing again.
Yeah.
No swearing on the radio.
So any of our customers out there
yes.
that
Be
are
ready
listening,
for it. Be ready.
If you print, I am sorry.
Right.
I'm going to apologize in advance. But there's going to be problems with it after Patch Tuesday.
And the thing is that, so again, this is back to the whole cybersecurity threat that is Microsoft. What did you call them? Malefactors. Malefactors.
Bad guy.
I know. No, I got you. The malefactors were connecting in and using this Sprint, and you correct me if I'm wrong from my memory here, using this Sprint spooler exploit to actually elevate credentials.
Right.
So the idea, just purely the idea, that the function of printing would allow the bad guys to go through and elevate their own credentials so that they can then laterally move through your network should shock you, right? The idea, it's printing. You're just printing. The function of taking a print from your Word document, your Excel, could be actually leveraged to have people get better, higher-level credentials to access data they're not supposed to access. That's exactly why AJ Grotto just talked about this issue with Microsoft and being a cybersecurity threat to the country. And here we are talking about the same problem again.
Yes.
So, fix it, Microsoft, for crying out loud. Fix it.
Yeah, fix it for good.
Well, we're going to step up for a quick break. We are getting a call in here, more cell phone recommendations, and that's fine. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back.
Every OS
sucks. There you go.
Now there's Linux.
I love that little spot you do, Joy, with the smart speaker. It's a smart microphone, not a smart speaker.
Hey, if it gives me deals on things I might buy, I'm okay with it.
As it listens to you talk to your wife, well, we should get that. And Alexia's like, here you go. Here's your deal.
No joke. I was looking for an ad the other day on Facebook. So I started literally just mentioning it for like 2 minutes. And there it was like 2.5 minutes later.
Yeah. So
that's
happening. I was gaming the algorithm.
Yeah. And I actually found it in a weird, creepy way to be helpful, like you just said. I mean, you're talking about it, you know you need it, and then eventually it does pop up in there like, wow, you just It's scary if it's going on there. But I have to leverage the same thing, Joey. All right, let's get to your calls again. We're going to go to Chris in Weathersfield, who's got some cell phone recommendations. What's going on, Chris?
I'm going to buy a smartphone for the first time.
Yeah.
And I want to do it today. And all I need it for is just emergency to keep in the car. It's a long distance.
No.
Is there anything I should be aware of? You know, I don't want to be talked into anything except the cheapest phone and the cheapest rate.
Right. So, well, the consumer cellular is designed for that. As far as the service, the actual cell service, and that means you're going to find a cheap cell phone that works with consumer cellular. You should go on their site and see what works with their site. They might even offer a track phone scenario. I don't know. That's also a very cheap way to do it. That comes to mind as some of the cheapest.
See, I was going to go to T-Mobile to buy the phone. So you're saying I could just kind of go into wherever they sell track phones?
Yeah, you could do a track phone.
Where do they? Where do you get those?
I think they sell them at Walmart or Target.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
You can keep it really cheap. That way you just prepay for minutes you want to have. So you pay for X number of minutes. You really can control your costs using a track phone. But yeah, if you go to T-Mobile, they're going to sell you a service, and that's not going to be cheap.
And even Consumer Cellular will sell you the service, yeah, too. It'll just be less expensive than T-Mobile.
Right.
When you say service, what does that mean?
Well, it's the cell service.
It means you'll have, you know, a data-powered cell service that you're paying monthly. But if you went with, a pay-as-you-go plan, then you just use it when you need it.
Right. That's where and track can phone be, works.
That's how track phone works.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Chris, well, good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks. I need it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're running up against the clock here, so sorry, Gary. We'll have to get to you next Saturday. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live for us over at X and Facebook, over to the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network, and Dennis has posted everything to ComputerTalkWithTab.com, which is the name of the show that also works. I want to thank Joey for producing. And again, you guys make the show interesting, because otherwise we're talking about our kids and our cats, and that's no fun.
No. And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.